While many Pennsylvania municipalities struggle to sustain their downtown and shrinking populations, the State College area faces a different set of challenges. As Keystone Crossroads contributor Ann Danahy reports, the place that's home to Penn State is seeing growth, but not everyone thinks it's the right kind.
Ron Madrid is standing in his front yard a few blocks from downtown State College. He motions to the houses and apartments in the neighborhood.
When people take care of their property because they own it, that's much different than if you're just renting. Walk down the street and you can say, rental, rental, rental. Somebody lives there, you know, owner-occupied rental.
Over time, neighborhoods like Madrid's have seen shifts from long-term residents to more student rentals. Downtown, State College is seeing a boom in new apartment buildings. That growth troubles some residents. They worry it will change the character of the town. Madrid was president of his neighborhood association for many years and ran for mayor. He served on the planning commission when State College adopted changes to its zoning that allowed for taller buildings.
It's not as simple as people say, well, I don't like high-rise development. I gotcha. Not many people do, especially here in central Pennsylvania. But if we wanted to redevelop downtown, that's the price we paid.
In recent years, redevelopment has taken off. Slick, tall apartment buildings with names like the Metropolitan have been built or are going up around the edge of downtown.
We're going to see a dramatic transition over really a 5 to 6 year time frame where we'll have gone from being historically undersupplied to probably now having some vacancy rate and more units than we're used to as a region.
State College Planning Director Edley Clear says the borough looked at where it wanted to grow. In the end, it chose higher density development around the edge of downtown while preserving the heart of town. He says if you don't redevelop the town's core so it's an attractive, vibrant place and bring people in,
then eventually you will stagnate to the point where you don't have enough tax revenue.
The redevelopment includes 12-story buildings with high-end apartments for students and space for businesses and shops. Some residents think State College should focus more on making the town an affordable, desirable place for families to live. Mark Hunsick is president of the Highland Civic Association. He says one of the reasons his family moved to State College is the walkability, including walking their daughter to school every day. The Highlands neighborhood is next to downtown, and Hunsick and others feel the effects of its growth.
It's not just a matter of them coming in and creating a living space for the students. I think that there needs to be a realization of that impact on the neighboring communities. And we're, as the Highlands goes, we're right there. We're right next to it.
Susan Vinigoni is vice president of the association. She says working families have a hard time affording the borough.
I think diversity is really important. And if we're constantly moving in one single direction, it'll be more like dorms, less like a neighborhood.
Eric White has lived in the neighborhood since 1976. He says portraying longtime residents like they don't want any change isn't fair.
All the research that I read on the sustainability of neighborhoods is about maintaining home ownership in the neighborhoods. That the neighborhoods that are most viable on the whole, as the kind of neighborhoods we want, are neighborhoods where there's a substantial number of people who own their homes and take care of them. We have that to a certain extent here, but we're starting to lose it.
Penn State enrollment has been steady lately, but it's still a major driver of these changes. Jonathan Friedman, an attorney in downtown real estate, says after the recession, hospitality and housing grew. Interest rates dropped, more money was available, and it had to go somewhere.
Student housing became a hot commodity because of the ability to be positioned close to campuses and rent to students.
At the same time, the demand for student housing outstripped the supply.
I don't think there's ever plans for people to tear down all of State College and build high-rises everywhere. But I think that smart control growth is important.
He says student housing can be an engine to push the community's ideas forward. Commercial space is required on 2 floors of new apartment buildings in the higher density development area. Friedman says the community can voice its opinion about what it would like to see there, certain stores, restaurants, or offices.
Utilizing that gives us all an opportunity to make the town better.
With the development going on, the number of housing units in State College is expected to increase about 20%, and largely, they'll be downtown student rentals. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Ann Danahy.